Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Monday, August 16th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, in case you missed this one from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office, as of last week, all Hardy County Sheriff's Office deputies, including the Detention Division, have been issued body-worn cameras. They wrote, "With transparency being more important than ever before, our deputies will have their cameras recording the entire time they are working a call. Body-worn cameras will record deputies' on-duty encounters, safeguarding and storing potentially critical evidence, providing after-action video for training, and ultimately fostering community trust." Your jobs here in Hardy County, Steel Equine Veterinary Services and the Performance Horse Center is looking for a front desk receptionist, a high school diploma or GED, U.S. work authorization, and 1 year of customer service experience are required. Sprout Therapy is looking for a registered behavioral technician, RBT certification is preferred, and the Sunshine Method is looking for an ESC tutor, a bachelor's degree in teaching or related field, and 2 years of mentoring and tutoring experience are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 86 degrees out, feels like 95. Mostly cloudy with thunderstorms, a 50% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds south at 9 miles an hour with gust up to 14. Humidity is extremely humid, 73%. The dew point is 77. Cloud cover 70%. 0.05 inches of rain. The visibility is 4 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 9,200 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:51 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, the numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 60% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. Tuesday, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning. The numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour with a 70% chance of rain. Heat index values up to 106. And Tuesday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing with lows in the mid-70s and southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now. Let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Fun was in full display last month at the Farmtastic Fun Day in Morgan County, hosted by the Georgia Foundation for Agriculture, Georgia Farm Bureau, the Dairy Alliance, and the Georgia Public Library Service. Visitors toured the Georgia Ag Experience mobile classroom, which highlighted Georgia agriculture through hands-on STEM activities. There were also tire swings, story time, tractor-drawn wagon rides, and other activities to enjoy. And, of course, no visit to a creamery would be complete without ice cream. Mexico has long been U.S. dairy's largest export market. According to DairyHerd.com, cheese in particular is a staple of the Mexican diet, but the country's been unable to increase milk production to meet its growing demand. Daily Dairy Report analyst Monica Ganley says even with the immense challenges of the pandemic, Mexico is still a compelling opportunity for U.S. dairy exporters. She says the pandemic deeply affected the Mexican economy, which slowed U.S. dairy exports to Mexico temporarily. The USDA announced that $10 million is available for competitive grant funding in the 2021 Specialty Crop Multi-State Program. Bruce Summers, administrator for the USDA's Ag Marketing Service, says by working across state lines, grant recipients can share resources and collaboratively address challenges for specific crops. Grants are awarded to state ag departments to fund multi-state projects that address food safety, plant pests and disease, research, and marketing and promotion for specialty crops.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also show that Multimin 90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin 90 in your preconditioning and processing program, talk to your veterinarian, and go to MultiminUSA.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio Program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News Program.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Cotton yields are down, but production is up, according to the latest crop production report from the National Agricultural Statistics Service.
Cotton production forecast is up 18% from 2020 due to a 25% rise in area harvested.
That's Rod Bain with the USDA News Service. Georgia cotton production totaled 928 pounds per acre, an increase of 4.6 year over year. Alabama cotton production totaled 924 pounds per acre, up 17%. And Florida, 764 pounds per acre, up 43%. Based on conditions as of the first of the month, yields are expected to average 800 pounds per harvested acre, down 47 pounds from 2020. All cotton area harvested is forecast at 10.4 million acres, up 25% from 2020. Rod Bain also reports that corn and soybean production were also up.
Month-over-month production increases for corn and beans were 4% and 5% respectively. Corn yields rose 2.6 bushels from July, now at almost 175 bushels per harvested acre, while soybean yields were lowered 0.2% from the previous month.
Georgia's 2021 corn production is forecast at 170 million bushels, down 5.6% year over year. Alabama corn production is forecast at 165 million bushels, up 4.4%.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks managed to eke out tiny gains after another day of wobbly trading, leaving the S&P 500 higher for the second week in a row. The benchmark index added 0.2%, its fourth straight gain. The Dow and the NASDAQ edged up less than 0.1%. Small company stocks fell and Treasury yields dropped. There was little for investors to like in an economic report showing a big drop in consumer confidence last month as the Delta variant of COVID-19 spread. The Dow was up 15 points to 35,515. The NASDAQ gained 6 to 14,822. The S&P 500 ahead 7 points to 4,468. New York oil fell 65 cents, closing at $68.44 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Braves sweep the Nationals Sunday, 6-5 the final. Third baseman Austin Riley of Atlanta had a home run and a game-saving defensive play, says their offense is in a top form right now.
When we're clicking on all cylinders, it seems like, you know, this is kind of what we've been searching for, you know, all season. And honestly, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. I know that's kind of a little cliche, but it's the truth. If we can get hot and get rolling, get everybody clicking, we put ourselves in a good spot.
Blue Jays 8-3 winners over the Mariners. Rangers beat the A's 7-4 in Texas. Angels 3-1 over Houston. Yankees take the rubber match of a series with the White Sox 5-3. Indians rout the Tigers in Detroit 11-0. Twins 5-4 over the Rays. Red Sox complete a weekend sweep of the Orioles 6-2. It's Baltimore's 11th straight loss. Reds beat the Phillies 7-4. Third baseman Jonathan India says his leadoff homer got them started. Giants 5-2 over the Rockies. Padres pound the Diamondbacks 8-2, while the Brewers beat the Pirates 2-1. Cards complete a Missouri sweep of the Royals 7-2. Cubs fall to the Marlins 4-1. They extend their losing streak to 11. Dodgers beat the Mets 14-4 in the Sunday night game. Yankees ace Garrett Cole's recovered from COVID-19. He'll start Monday night against the Angels. Nationals right-hander Joe Ross placed on the 10-day injured list with a partially torn elbow ligament. And veteran outfielder Adam Eaton's been designated for assignment by the Angels after 25 games with the club. Eaton batted 200 with one homer, two RBIs for the Angels, getting 13 hits and striking out 16 times. John and Brittany Force completed the first father-daughter Nitro sweep in NHRA history Sunday at the Menards in the Heartland's Motorsports Park. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for today: if every day is a gift, I would like the receipt for Monday. I want to exchange it for another Friday. I'm sure you all can agree with me there. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. Stay safe and stay dry, folks. or recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.